Against this is a new Seder. Rabbi Yaakov said that this will be a new Seder. Hadvarim is studying now, not as personal Kabbalahs, but general things a person has to think about. And they go out Seder Asay based on the Aleph base. So the first one is Aleph. Le'ahoyv is Hashem b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol ma'idecha. Avas Hashem. Matachshem b'omrcha is Hashem alakecha b'chol levavcha. Nimser gufcha, b'moimcha, k'dush asoy. Person, when he says, as Hashem alakecha b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, a person should think that he's being ready to be moisher gufcha b'moimcha. It's interesting. He doesn't say that on Hashem echad, by Yichud, he says that on the pasuk of that a person should. The Mor says that the makor for the person that gives himself up is from the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. So that's where you're supposed to have that kabbalah. He said the kaim atzvah adibre mesherer ki alecha rad nekolayim. There's a chavetz chaim in the end of Shemir Salosh and Chelu Beis. So this is the last. You know, he has various different things. It goes on the Seder Parshiyos. Then he has a few prokim about different topics. So I think it's the moment, like the second to last page in the Chofetz Chaim, where he talks about the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. He says, there's a halacha, the more so the person who says Kriya Shemayim without wearing tefillin is made Eder Sheker Batzma. So a person says Avas Hashem L'kecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol nedecha and doesn't have Avas Hashem, so he's clearly been made Eder Sheker Batzma. What's the difference? Because it's, you know, Vishil Shaykh Zachar Nirsadati, because it's the mitzvah Tamidius. It's the whole, it's the gate every single moment. So a person shouldn't be Mekayim it. Says at least this much, and so a person should see, like the Rosh is saying, to put into his heart Abbas Hashem. So if a person feels he can't, at least he can't do it at that point in time, it would be nearer to him that you can't eat until you're Mekayim and it's Abbas Hashem at least once in your day. Just like you can't eat before you do mitzvah of lulav. You can't eat before you do the mitzvah of shayfer. So you have to eat before you do it because it's a mitzvah that you should lose. At least once you should, before you eat, you should have the karma find yourself the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. So what should you do? Is a person is misbarred in the chasadim of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the person is so nice to him and takes care of him, etc. It wells up in him a feeling of Abba back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he's so nice to him. He's mekayim in the midst of Abba Hashem, he has a feeling of Abba to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then he knows. We were talking about the lunch table, talking about the Musar during Yaluk, I mentioned the Archaz Chaim Rosh. Tintel's, we had, there was there was two Musar storm. There was the regular Musar Seder, which was every day, and then there was they added Musar Barabim. Musar Barabim, the Rashivas would say Musar. One year they would do Shari Tshuva, one year they would do Archaz Chaim Rosh. That went back and forth all the years. So the Musar Seder, when I was a Bocher, Musar Seder was after Shachris. The regular Musar Seder was after Shachris. Every morning after Shachris, before he ate breakfast, he was the Dalai Musar for 20 minutes. So they used to tease us, you know, all these shivas, they learn Musa before Mincha, before Marav, they learn Musa, they have to daven, and you learn, tells it, when Musa to eat, I said, the taka, it's true, it's probably harder to learn, it's more imperative to learn Musa to know how to eat right than it is to have to daven right. But, okay. But there was an opportunity to sit down before you went out, before you ate breakfast, to talk about misbiding in your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was the kriyas every morning before a person would leave davening. A person would walk out the door, and the Shiva would sit down. There was a gift would sit down. He had a kriyas. He would learn Igeres Rambam one day, and Igeres Kaveger. Kaveger is an Igeres about the Yerma Mavis. That was, he would switch off one day. He would do Igeres Rambam, one day he would do Igeres Kaveger. So you would hear him talking about Yerma Mavis on his side. Moshe Reb Chaim used to learn the Chosin Yeshuas. I'll send the Marshal Lapidus. He used to learn his. He had a Musa Sefer. He used to learn that. That was his kviyas, and they would sit with the Musa Nigan, and that was it. They're going through your bones, like while you were trying to learn your Mitzvah Shishar, whatever it was. You know, you would hear about Mayim Mavis and this and that. So you'd be inspired a little bit. How do you breakfast the right way? So before a person goes out of a davening, right? Bechlau. I mentioned this, I think, how many years ago, but like, we have a challenge, financial difficulties, not a kiddush, right? So he came into Mincha, and he's Tami Mincha, this is Ashrei, Pesach is the Mosheel Chol Chai Ritzah. So now, if I really believe the Kodesh Baruch Pesach is the Mosheel Chol Chai Ritzah, why am I worried? The guy said to himself, like, what's bagging him? What's to worry about? Tara says, I don't believe it. So why am I saying it if I don't believe it? Stam, there's a din you're supposed to say it. You know, it, so why? How can I go to the next pasuk? You know, I didn't say Pesach and Tzedekah yet. I said it, but I didn't say it. So he was grave himself. He said, you know, I'm not going to leave the pasuk until he feels calm, until he relaxes. So I got the money. Person Pesach and Tzedekah. What are you worried about? Person runs the world. 30 times, 40 times, whatever it was. I'm invited. So I said over the mice, you know, to somebody one time, you know, this, so this is what happened. You know, so the difference between there's a mice once, the Chofetz Chaim son was in Varsha, and somebody thought it's the Chofetz Chaim son. So Varsha is the city of the world of Chassidus. So they asked him, "Ever, Moifis is from the Tata." You know, Zogi Bar Moifis from Tata. So he said, "The Moifis from Tata is this by Al Tzadikim. The Moifis is Tzadik Gerzer with Kadosh Baruch Hu Makayim. By my father, the Moifis is a Kadosh Baruch Hu Gerzer with Tzadik Makayim." That's the biggest moifus. The moifus of the mice isn't, you know, that, you know, yeah, the end of the mice was, okay, the, no, the end of the mice, the end of the mice was that he got a check of $1,000 from one of his off the chavayim and went into business. Said he had a hargosha that week, maybe you need money, he sent the money. So at the end of the week, he got a check. That's it, that's the signature part of the mice. But the literature part of the mice is that a person worked on himself. Well, it's not, there's no, you know, it feels a word of shabalev. And we're saying the words, we supposed to have to absorb them. If we would absorb them, it's a big problem. There's not enough time in the day to daven. There's not time in the day to daven. Getting through Berachah Zotara, Shepoch Abonim, Kolamim, and all the Zotara Zay. Shalai Sani Goy. I mean, you know, how do you get, it takes so long to get through that bracha. A. B, people will be walking around with such simcha. I mean, we have probably now low self-esteem and they're depressed. You know, we have all these problems. We talk about, I mean, you know, if a person would be misbinding in the tefillah and truly, you know, believe what he's saying and feel what he's saying, remember what he's saying, Birchas Shachar would take a tremendous amount of time. You know, so each shul has its, you know, they have the clock, you know. So the yeshivish place has its clock, you know. So it's a slower clock, but it's a clock. Emmanuel Feldman has a shul without a clock. And what would be if one day you're in a mood of davening, you're excited, you want to daven quickly. And one day you're in a mood of davening slowly and being inspired in the words. Why does it have to be like every time it's the same thing? You know, the frum away is slow. Maybe the frum away should be fast. I have a chaver in yeshiva that he's a very quick belt. He davens quickly. See, so one time we were discussing, he says, I have a mashal. So you give an ice cream cone to two kids. So the two sheet is how these ice cream cone. One sheet is the gavel sheet. You gobble it up and say geshmak. And the other kid is the you lick it, you savor every lick. You know, there's two sheet. So maybe davening is the same thing. Some people, that the way they savor davening is you gobble up. You're so excited, you're gobbling it up. That's me. That's what he said. And he says, you like to savor every lick. Okay, good. There's two shittas. Maybe no. I don't know. The sushtel from ice cream cones to davening. Maybe you can dig on the sushtel or not. Person says, "How does Hashem lekach b'chol levavcha?" So Chofetz Chaim says, "The mekayim avos Hashem." A person he stops and he thinks. The Bereshim, tremendous chesedim, the Bereshim does with a person. A person has his health. A person doesn't have his health, but he's alive. Right? That's what it means to have that. A person who's burdened, and, you know, Shema should take a very long time. You know, some of the older crowds, you know, in Zaycheh, one time you were down by Rabbi Yaakov. You know, hear Rabbi Yaakov say Shema. So besides the diktuk elements, you know, to say it properly. The saying it properly is saying the words properly. Saying it properly also means saying it. It should be the person talking. It should be the person feeling. Rabbi Yaakov's Shema took a very long, very long time. You can hear him, like, you know, saying the words. There's the human being was into the words. But it should be every part of davening should be like that. I don't know how a person gets through brachas in the morning. Just maybe one more nekudah on that. The more in brachas has a shayla. We're in Tisha B'Av brachas right now, so it's on the mind. The more has a shayla that when you go by the you was a safe bracha, go by the tchilas bracha. So Rashi learns the Gemara. What's the sub? The person picked up a kais, believing the kais was yain, and he said Baruch Atah Hashem, thinking he's going to finish up the bracha right here and go for it. The Maisi, he realized before he gets to the end of the bracha, the really it's Shecher, and he corrects himself and he says Shakol Ne'emi Baruch. So the bystander here, it's Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shakol Ne'emi Baruch. That's what he hears. The bracha was said totally correctly. But when he said Baruch Atah Hashem, he planned to say right here and go for it. So more Shailah, do you go to tequila bracha? It's right, bracha. So what's the sound of tequila's bracha? So what's a bracha? You say thank you to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, thank you. So when's the high point of that statement? When you say Hashem, thank you Hashem for giving me something. That's the high point. When you stop and feel this hargosha, you say thank you Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam. And you're thinking the wrong thing. So it's very nice you said the right words, but you didn't really say thank you to the Kodesh Baruch Hu for the right reason. So that's not a bracha. That's the worst sound of the Basat Chilas Bracha Azalim. The Rif was more different. Say, but by the way, the way the Pashat Rashi learns the Gemara, right? It's Pashat Shaila of that. So how do you say a bracha? Brichas Hashachar, you know, except the bracha, the person is, you know, I'll find out at the end what the bracha is. Person has to stop for a second. Rashi Isaac Guzman he had this aura to me one time. He says that, you know, so the Zman the Gemara, the more they actually did it as it happened. Person would put on his clothing and say thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu for clothing. Put on his shoes and say thank you for shoes. So we don't do that. We're Masada based on Knesset, like the Torah says. We said, you should stop for a second. It says, touch your belt before you make a bracha. We say, yes, a big Buddha. Touch your yarmulke. We say, thank you, something important. And take a step before you say, I'm actually Mitzadi Gomer. Like, you're able to walk. Yeah, human beings are able to walk. It's Mashiach Gadak. It's people can't walk. Rashad, thank you that I can walk. Take a step. To remind you that's what you're talking about before you make the bracha. I was when I was in Avelis for my father, Alava Shalom. So I'm much quicker davener than I used to be. I was a very slow davener once upon a time. So I had a davener Avelis for the omen. It was excruciating for me. Like, you know, I remember, like, so proud of myself, I was diving so quickly, etc. And the person was like, that was so slow. Like, I'm working on it so hard, you know, that they shouldn't, you know. I mean, so hard, quick diving, it was 55 minutes of chakras. I was able to get it on a Tuesday. I was able to get through all the chakras, you know, 55 minutes. I'm so proud of myself. This is too slow. So, summer Ben Azmanim, I was in Muncie, so I went to Beis Shraga to daven. It was Ben Azmanim, and I asked Rav Shrav Zatzal if I could daven there. She said, "One condition: you daven slow." Yes, Baruch Hashem, I found somebody who wants to daven slow. So a nice slow davening. It was most days. There's like 11 people left at the end of davening. By the time I finished, I was there for 2 weeks. I really had it was like such a breather. So I spoke to Rav Shrav about this. She says, "You know, you should say brachas at home." Say brachas, you know, and you get into the mode. You take a long time saying brachas. You get into the mode of thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu. You connect. You get into the mode, and then it's easier to go more quickly after because you're connected already. You feel that emotion. So it's like the person first connects. It's, oh, it's so good to see you. And then afterwards, then it's this natural flow of the conversation just goes more quickly. Start with that, you know, but give yourself time. See, you can't do this. He says brachas at all. Look, he stands by his window. He looks out. He sees the bria, and he says brachas. Then he comes. And he starts from Baruch Shomer. He comes to Shoshi told me. The Rosh gave us, the Chazal gave us such a beautiful thing. They gave us brachas and shachar. It's such a beautiful tool that we have to feeling a curse of tefillah that is broken, feeling avos Hashem, feeling a connection. It's such a beautiful tool that Chazal gave us. I mentioned, I think, 2 years ago. I just finish up with this. The Mor says that we have brachas b'chol yom. We have brachas b'chol yom. David Melech was masak in that. There was no musach of bracha yet. This bracha was niskan ayiram shenasek b'dayla. The main brachas b'chol yom was tchanas David or dross and a pasuk, but the David darshan a pasuk is masak in because there was a megefa. The masak in main brachas b'chol yom. So imagine what that meant. So all of a sudden there was an announcement from David Melech because of the matzah. Everybody has to be mispunin and avos Hashem. 100 times a day, you need to stop and make up a bracha to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Can you imagine the kayak that it had in a person? How many times did he have to stop and think of a reason why he had to say thank you to a Kodesh Baruch Hu? On his own. Nobody told him how to do it. Nobody told him what to say. He would say, maybe there's a nusra where you spoke, there was a formula, but he had to fill in the blank. Himself. Remember, there was no nusra of Shmoneh Esrei, there was no nusra of Baruch Hu, nothing, but didn't exist. Tobias Shani. Imagine the power of that. That's what Meir Baruch Hu's Bechol Yom is supposed to do for you. So Nebuch, we are not holding the Majenka to compose our own. Big Shiloh, we allowed to compose our own. Good, you know, Ladan was a composition after the Gemara. We allowed to say it, not allowed to say it. Some Shalom, you can't say it. Okay. But so the Achias Gedolah were nice enough to give us a formula. And it worked so much against us. It worked so much against us. Because they know that the other option would never work, period. Right? How many times they were going to make up our own nusach? Forget it. Says, you know, this is the formula, this is what you got to say. It's supposed to be a tool to help us. But the real goal is that how many times a day we're going to say on our own machshava at least, thank you so much. That's the Avos Hashem, which Chazal gave us this tool called Birchas HaShachar, or Brachas Bechlal. And with that tool, you can talk to Mekayim La'avos Hashem b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol moyadecha b'moyincha gufcha. You see how much the Rosh Hashanah gives you. That the hargosh of the Ava will come back.